I guess just thought it was a good spirited Friday practice. Our guys really seem to be focused on going up to Lambeau and hopefully playing our best game of the season. That's our goal. Everybody practiced today with the exception of Percy. We're going to list him as doubtful for the game, but everybody else participated, and we should be ready to go. Tough task going on the road, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Is he going to travel in case he can't play?
We'll see. You know, talk with him when I go back inside and see where he is, but and talk to our trainers as well.
Was he able to do anything today?
No, he didn't do he did, you know, some drills catching the football, but not the cutting that we'd like to be able to see. So when I talk inside, I'll learn a little bit more.
No restriction for him right now as he's moving around.
It seems like the ability to push off and change direction seems to be getting him a little bit of trouble. So,
has he had setbacks at any point? Because I remember going into the bye, you were pretty confident that he'd be ready after
that. Yeah, I was. No real setbacks. Just hasn't made the improvement that we hoped. So,
because it's lingered as long, do you second-guess sending him back out there in Seattle after it happened?
Not at all. No. Nope.
What's the thought process at that time when he comes off the field with the ankle and he gets back out there?
He felt like he could go back in and participate, and he did. He finished the game. That was the thought process.
How did Kyle come through the week, both with the shoulder and also coming off the concussion?
He's done well. Really picked it up yesterday, and he had a good practice today. Really hasn't shown any residual effects from either the shoulder or the concussion. He's practiced well the 2 days he's been out.
Were both those injuries from the hit by Briggs?
I'm not sure if the shoulder was from that hit. I'm not sure about that.
Antoine goes back. His season ended last year at Lambeau, but obviously having him back this year has been a huge difference to your defense.
Yes.
What have you appreciated most about his contributions this year?
Well, the obvious is his leadership and, of course, what he's done on the field. He's made a lot of plays for us this season, stayed healthy. But the way he has rallied with the young guys has really helped our secondary to improve. And just having him around and participating, as opposed to a year ago, he missed so much time. Just his presence in the meeting rooms, in the locker room, that's a big deal for our football team.
All those young guys seem to really respect what he can teach them at the early stage.
Yeah, they gravitate to him. He has so much knowledge in the way he prepares. And whether it's film study or taking notes in the classroom, he is a good example for our young players.
As a former player in this division, do you have memories of going to Lambeau and still get excited about going up there yourself?
I do. I told our players, really excited about this opportunity. I mean, there's so much tradition and history when you talk about Lambeau Field. And for our football team and the importance of this football game, there's a lot to get excited about. And that should be our mindset. It's a chance for us to really go up there and do something that would be good for our team in this 2012 season.
You guys have made very few moves on the 53-man roster through the course of the season. Is that indicative of just the confidence organizationally you guys have in this group of guys, or what would you attribute that to?
That and, you know, our depth is probably better than it's been in a long time, Tom. And we've got a lot of young players in backup roles and even in some starting roles. So you really want to develop the young players that we have that we think we have a lot of that we do have a lot of confidence in. So it's a little bit different than, say, years past here.
Is that a positive that you're not churning out those bottom five spots or whatever?
I think so. You know, over time, that'll tell. But we think the young guys that we have that we want to develop, we don't want to let those guys out the door. So time will tell if we're right on that.
Overall, where has Jarius grown? He's getting some game action the last few weeks.
I think he's definitely gaining confidence. I mean, you can see it in practice. You know, we're relying on him a little bit more in some of the things we're doing. We're actually putting in some plays directly for him because of the confidence that he's shown and the confidence we developed in him. But probably the biggest thing is that area, the confidence. And his route running has improved. You know, we're not asking him to do a lot of things route running-wise, but you can see the improvement in some of the things he's doing. Now, the next step would be for him, because we run the ball so well and we count on our receivers to block, that phase of his game coming along. But that'll come over time. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.